From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. This week marks the 25th anniversary of the closing of the Arkansas Gazette, once the oldest newspaper west of the Mississippi. In 1957, as 9 black students integrated Little Rock Central High School, the paper's editorial stance in support of integration led it to win 2 Pulitzer Prizes. Tens of thousands of readers canceled their subscriptions as then-Governor Orville Faubus and the state's white citizens' councils heightened their pro-segregation outcries. As a young Gazette reporter, Ray Mosley covered the Central High crisis. He later went on to a storied career as a foreign correspondent, working on several continents. Mosley was in Little Rock recently to deliver a lecture. He spoke about his time at the Gazette in the late 50s and what the paper meant to the state.
I think few places in the South, if any, had the privilege of having such a fine newspaper. And I thought the Gazette was a kind of moderating influence in the community. Little Rock was not a place of extremes. There was an almost tangible atmosphere of moderation here at the time. And to me, the newspaper had contributed to that.
You said in your lecture recently that your time covering the Central High crisis occupies still a sort of distinct and memorable niche in your mind. I don't know if those were your exact words, but it was along those lines.
Right.
What about that experience remained so important for you?
Well, I was quite young at the time, I think 24, and it was the first story of worldwide importance that I had ever covered. I never imagined at the time that I would encounter something like that. But the story itself was a test for reportorial ability and a test for the newspaper in an existential sense. And I think all of us who worked there identified with the paper in a way that one doesn't necessarily do with every newspaper one works for.
What sticks out most in your mind from that crisis and covering it?
I think what sticks in my mind most is the fact that I thought the whole crisis was totally unnecessary and manufactured by the governor.
Governor Faubus?
Yes. On the eve of integration, before any of us knew, he was going to call out the National Guard. I don't think anyone really expected serious trouble. However, grudgingly, in the case of some people, I think the community had accepted what had been forced upon it by the courts and was prepared to live with that.
When you were a young member of the Arkansas Gazette staff, I mean, you obviously worked around some of the legendary figures there, like Harry Ashmore, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning editorials in 1957, and the publisher J.N. High School, who probably more so than any other figure established the Gazette's reputation as a critical organ of the community. Could you talk about those figures a little bit? What sort of impact did they leave on the paper and the community and yourself?
I thought the impact of both of them was huge. Harry was off writing speeches for Adlai Stevenson and his campaign when I joined the paper, so I didn't meet him for about the first 6 months I worked there. And I didn't see a lot of him. He didn't spend a lot of time in the newsroom, but he'd sometimes come over to the Little Rock Press Club in the evening and talk with us, and he was a great raconteur, a kind of spellbinding person, and one of the brightest people I've ever had any dealings with. Mr. High School, I think the Pulitzer for Public Service was really an award to him because he put the paper's reputation online. He put his own financial position very much online and suffered the consequences, and it was a brave decision, particularly for a man who didn't really believe that desegregation was desirable, but at the same time did not want to see his community taken over by forces with which he did not agree. And it was a courageous commitment.
So this month marks the 25th anniversary of the Gazette's demise. Of course, you were long gone by that point in 1991. But, you know, looking back, given the Gazette's influence on you, what do you think was lost when Arkansas lost the Gazette?
I don't know how you can quantify that precisely, but I think it was a huge loss. I think it lost the most intelligent newspaper voice in the South. I was shattered when I learned about it. I later met President Clinton in London and told him I'd worked here, and he said it broke my heart when that paper died. And I said, mine too. And I think it's a continuing loss to Little Rock and to Arkansas, to the South, to American journalism.
Ray Mosley, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Ray Mosley worked as a reporter for the Arkansas Gazette in the late 50s and later worked as a foreign correspondent for the United Press International and the Chicago Tribune. This is KUAR News.